ooky, spooky week begins. This is your reading for Monday, April 15th. If you would like to see the spreads, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram. It will be published in the stories. Today, I'm using the Golden Tarot. So let's get into it. The theme is the inverted strength. Keywords here are self-doubt and low confidence. Tool card is the Nine of Cups. It's one of success and wishes coming true. The obstacle is the Lovers. Typical meaning, typical keywords are love, unity, and balance. The advice card, the Magician, the message being believe in your creativity. The sixth instinct is the Humanity card, which it's a... I'll just work it in rather than tell you up front. Moon phase is first quarter, a period of strength, determination, and persistence. So let's put it all together. First theme of the week, not great, but the card, at the strength card, when inverted, represents an absence of strength, right? So think of feelings that you may experience in when you're like in this kind of funk is imposter syndrome or insecurity or compulsive shopping. I think a compulsive shopping in this regard, it's like you're trying to fill the void or fill in the gaps that the strength card is leaving in its place. So the tool that we have to correct this, this type of thinking and these types of actions is pretty simple. It's easy to say anyway. It would be to count your blessings, right? Don't just see the things around you, though, the good things around you. Stop and reflect on the effort that it took to bring those things into your life. If you can do that, the door for greater things will start to open. Like I said, easier said than done, but I think that the best exercise is to really put some thought into what it took to get there, to get that thing, whatever the thing might be. So the obstacle card, it's difficult to frame the upright lovers card as an obstacle, because usually like this is a signal of balance or harmony, love, obviously. So my thinking is that this card is not talking about love and harmony with another person necessarily, but love and harmony with ourselves. Even if we can appreciate the good things that we have, if we don't have a good relationship with ourselves, it's easy to start stumbling down the road of feeling like you don't deserve any of it. I can attest to that one. The advice card here is perfect in that it's a reminder to use creativity that is innate in who you are as you persevere. If you're not feeling so hot, you're able to find ways to find a positive perspective. I think the sixth instinct is might be how you can do it, because like it's easy to be nihilistic and cynical or just apathetic about everything when you're sitting not doing a whole, like all you're doing is doom scrolling and all you see is everything bad, because Mr. Rogers, who we refer to on Hard Shell Tacos every time, one of the things that he's known for saying is that when there are, you know, really difficult situations in the world, tragedy, disaster, whatever, however you want to phrase it, look for the people that are helping. There is so much more good in people, in humanity, than what you see on the internet or what the media would have you think. I've heard a phrase recently that hit way too hard, and that's algorithmic prison cells. It's easy to get stuck in, because it's just going to keep feeding you more of what you watch, more of what you interact with. So if all you're doing is interacting or watching the entirety of negative things, it's just going to keep giving you more negative things. But the thing about these prison cells that we construct for ourselves is that there aren't any locks on these doors. You can break that cycle anytime you want. The moon calls for persistence and determination. So if you want to get out of the rut, it's going to take some work. The stone today is a Botswana agate. I had that one fucked up. But it's a Botswana agate. This one is actually a good one to have when you're feeling down. It helps to elevate your thinking beyond the microcosm of your own life and see the bigger picture and seeing your place in it. You know, like you belong to something greater than just your fucking phone screen. But there you go. That's Monday. Lily couldn't make it today, or she won't be able to make it this week. New job, but it's she'll be posting her stuff on Instagram. I think she's going to be posting it direct into posts or stories. I'm not sure which, but just keep your eye on that, and you'll be able to catch the Oracle stuff that she gets up to. Let's see. If you'd like to see how I put all this shit together, go to Patreon. Look us up there, LVX Media Net, just like we are everywhere else. If you find us, if you sign up for the Ookie Spooky supporter thing, there, at the end of every week, I publish a video that shows exactly how I got all of this, how I got the different tarot cards, how I got the sixth instinct card, how I got the fucking stone of the day, and all the rest of it. So if you want to see that, then go over there and you'll be able to, yeah, see the process. The coincidences are starting to stack up to the point where, like, is it really a coincidence? I don't know. Not saying it is or isn't, because I don't know. But so that's that. Questions or comments or concerns or whatever the fuck about the reading, 833 Lux Pods. It's an anonymous line. So you can call or text. If you want your audio cut into the show, then call and leave a voicemail. If not, if you just want to text, that's fine too. If you want a reading, a personal one, go to lvxmedia.net/spooky. Scroll down a little bit and there is a form to fill out. Tell me like what you want it to be about. What deck artwork do you like? And that kind of thing. Speaking on that, it is imperative that you know, if you try to DM me stuff, that the account is not private, okay? It's not just me. Believe it or not, I am running a business. There are other people involved in this business as well. It's not just me seeing the DMs. If you DM me some fucking weird shit, other people are going to see it. And they're probably not going to have any patience for it. So keep that in mind. When you fill out the form, like, you'll see the riot act there. Like, I'm not going to share anything. But like, if you're telling me something shady, I'm not. You'll have no sympathy from me. I'll absolutely fucking throw you to the wolves. But on that cheerful note, I'll see you tomorrow. Same Ookie time, same spooky place.